Helen.
And I'm Liz.
And we're sisters,
scientists,
and lifelong X-Files fans.
And this is We Want to Believe.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
To our second part of our two-parter.
Yeah.
Yep. Any business before we get started?
It's things to say. I was like, oh, I'll talk about this on the podcast. I don't know why it feels appropriate. One is just something I wanted to say to you. And then I thought, oh, I'll just save it and we can record it. I was listening to that song by Amanda Lepore and Caswell, which I've not listened to in ages. My Hair Looks Fierce.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And do you remember what you said to me regarding that song?
Oh.
About me?
No.
It was sort of like a good burn, but also very true. Because the line is, I don't know much about clothes, but my hair looks fierce. And you said, oh, you're like the opposite of that, Liz.
Oh, no. Yeah. That you don't know much about hair, but your clothes are fierce?
Yeah, that like I have good clothes, but my hair I don't do anything with. So
I mean, see, I was... Your hair has gotten fiercer, though, I would say.
I think my clothes have maybe gotten less fierce, and just because I'm wearing workout clothes all the time. So, yeah.
But, like, I feel like that was in a period where you weren't dyeing your hair, you know?
That's true. Yeah.
Crazy stuff with your hair, and then you stop for a long period of time. Before starting in. Also, sorry, that is kind of bitchy.
It was kind of awesome, though. I mean, I don't think I was ever offended because it's true.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I want to tell you, I just want to say, Adam just shared this with me from a New Yorker article that he was reading. I don't know if you will have the visceral horror reaction that I had to this. Ooh. So I apologize if you do, because it really, really horrified me. I was like, oh God, I feel sick. But then I was like, don't worry, I'm going to, and Adam was apologizing for saying it. I'm like, don't worry, I'm going to just go tell everyone on my podcast. So apologies in advance. I don't even know what sort of content warning would go with this. It's nothing non-consensual.
I can't wait.
So he was reading this article about this tattoo convention.
Okay.
And it was mostly, I don't know, about tattoos and tattoo culture and whatever. And then he started reading about this business in Ohio that cuts the tattoos off dead people and preserves them so that you can frame them on your wall.
Oh.
To like remember your loved ones.
Oh, please don't do that to me. Please.
That's what I said.
Yeah, please. I did once. Did you ever watch the show Vikings?
No.
Okay, maybe someone has who's listening.
I was going to say, I bet somebody has. It was on for a while. Anyway, yeah.
Well, Zach will be listening to this as he.
So at least one then. Yeah. Okay.
There's this like epic Viking guy, king, I believe, who uses his dead wife's skull as a goblet.
Yeah.
I told Zach I would like him to continue that practice and use my skull as a goblet if I die first.
All right. And then knowing you, you'd be like, oh, you don't have to hand wash it. Just put it in the dishwasher.
William was like giving me shade the other day about washing our knives properly. Like, our mom must have been.
I was going to say, how does he even know how to wash a knife? Yeah. But okay.
Probably from someone
else. Yeah.
Not me. I just put them all in the dishwasher.
Oh. Even but, like the good ones? Sorry. Yeah. No. Okay.
I do. Yeah. That's the. Yeah.
That's what they're going to do with your skull. You're going to write it into your wishes. Yeah.
That's fine with me. That just seems practical. I mean, like,
I'm just imagining the kids eating bowls of cereal out of it.
Gross. Stuff. But yeah, that
tattoos. I'm
okay with then the tattoo thing that gives real big, Cesar Chavez, vibes.
No. Chavez?
Oh no.
No. I have no idea who you mean, but I know it's not.
No, I don't. Oh. Juan Perón. Juan
Oh,
Perón.
okay. All right. All right.
Whoops. No, not Cesar Chavez. Juan Perón. Having Eva Perón's body displayed under
Oh,
him.
yeah.
Whoops.
yeah, I felt
That's
like
real
I don't
gross.
know. Has anyone ever heard of photographs?
Yeah,
Like,
right.
yeah. And I also feel like when my tattoo, ideally, I die when I'm old. When are my tattoos going to look their best? Probably not when I'm 85. They're going to be
Exactly.
faded, you know? Yeah.
Now, like an artistic rendering of them could be cool.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely.
Not done on human skin.
No, on like canvas or something normal. Yeah, no,
Yeah.
that's way too Ed Gein for my tastes.
Yeah, it is Ed Gein.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to point out that a couple episodes ago, we talked about painting with blood, and now we're talking about doing art on human skin. So it's just really like cursed media for visual art is like a little theme we have going here.
I'm trying to think, is there a situation where this would be acceptable?
To do art on human skin?
I don't, well, tattooing is art on
Oh,
skin.
dead human skin.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, you know, we're not okay with painting with blood. We're not okay with
Right, no.
painting tattoos off dead people. Like, where's the line?
Well, I mean, apparently you're okay with using it just as like glassware, you know, like
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I think that would be pretty awesome.
do you actually though?
I mean, not, it depends on when I die. So, like, if I die
Okay.
young, I wouldn't want to psychologically damage the children.
At what age do you think they're old enough to be psychologically damaged?
18. when they can distance themselves from their father if they wish.
That's nice. That's a legacy to leave behind. You want to make sure you ostracize the children because their father has dealt with his grief by drinking, you know, I don't know, IPAs or whatever out of your skull.
Yeah, no, maybe special occasions. I
Like William's wedding, like Zach's making a toast.
Exactly. This reminded me, although this is probably for a good thing off topic. But the other day, so William was sick on Sunday.
Yeah.
He just had a fever. So we were like loosening our YouTube rules,
Oh, yeah.
because I hate YouTube so much. But he was sick and he just wanted to watch. Do you know Mark Rober?
Maybe that
Yeah,
rings a bell.
engineer. He's an engineer that does
Yeah.
like weird engineering stuff. It's pretty innocuous.
Yeah.
He's like a
Yeah.
engineer, it's fine. But that it went to a Mr. Beast video, which, first of all, who calls themselves Mr. Beast? That's so dumb. Like, why can't we use our real names?
I
And
mean, I play derby. I'm in no position to judge. And also, I just feel like we are the oldest people in the world having this conversation.
well, and so Mr. Beast and
I mean, one of my
I
good
don't
friends
know.
is called Beast. Beast is
Yeah,
wonderful.
no, but that's like a legitimate cultural practice. You know, like roller derby, you
It
take
is a legitimate cultural
like,
practice.
yeah, it's not just some dude making people call him that. That's really dumb.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm like Iggy Pop. That's not Iggy Pop's real name, though.
No, but it's a stage name. And Mr. Beast is dumb.
Okay, yeah, I don't disagree with that. I know there was like some like Mr. Beast branded like
Candy.
candy or something. Yeah,
Yeah.
and I like saw it in Europe and I asked Quinn about it and
Oh.
I was like, "Is this some YouTuber you like?" And he was like, "No, not really." And I have a feeling it's something he thought was cool when he was cool when he was younger or something.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
We're growing out of that. It gives me hope. And so they were going into one of the pyramids and like just like shooting content. And I was understandably getting annoyed because I was sitting there on the couch and it was happening
Yeah.
on me.
Yeah.
And I start going like, well, that's respectful. Oh, and you know, like, and bitching essentially about people just like going into tombs, you know. And Hugo said, Mom, would you do that? Like thinking, because he knows I'm an archaeologist, you know. And I
Oh,
said,
yeah.
like, well, sure, but I'm a trained archaeologist, so it would be appropriate for me to be there. And then there was one guy with Mr. Beast who we think might have been an archaeologist, a probably unethical one, not a good one, but it seemed like he might have been. And Hugo goes, well, I think that guy is an archaeologist. Well, I think he's a boy archaeologist, like putting it like how people would say like a female scientist, but it was
Oh my God.
boy archaeologist. Like I know the difference.
Like, oh my God. Like there's archaeologists and then there's boy archaeologists.
Which made me so happy.
It's so condescending to that guy too. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah,
It
I was really
reminds me
pleased.
of when I was teaching a women in science class, and they would do like some outreach at schools and talk about engineering. It was mostly engineering majors. And at one school, well, there happened to be a group of girls doing it, and like women college students. And a kid asked, "Can boys be engineers too?" And it's just like so, like, you
Great.
know, content dependent and on and what you grew up seeing is normal and all that. So,
And I
yeah.
didn't correct him, obviously. Just, yes, that is a boy archaeologist. So Mulder and Scully.
Yeah. Where were we last time? I believe, if I recall,
Skinner was shot.
oh my God, Skinner was shot and Krycek walked out of the airplane bathroom or airport bathroom with the black oil in his eyes.
So, it opens, well, it does like the little recap showing us all that. And then we're at a Navy hospital, from the 1950 in the 1950s.
Oh, Skults, it's not where Skinner is then. Okay.
No. And a guy is in the hospital covered in burns, radiation burns, you know, no surprise. And he says he was the last one who knows what killed the men on the submarine. Because
Oh.
everyone recall, there was a submarine that went down. There was this ship from France that had been tracking it. People showed up with radiation burns.
Feel about radiation burns as a derby name? Like burns is like a last name?
It
I
was
don't
my
know.
last name. Maybe,
Oh
maybe.
yeah, maybe if it already was your last name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
I
just thinking about it.
think my friend Sarah Petrie could do a lot of good stuff with Petrie, especially
I
because
mean,
Dr. Petrie dish would be great.
Petri dish right there. Plus, because like dish is like old-timey slang for hot woman. I mean,
I also think
it's
like Petrie squish could be good.
I
So there's all these men in suits who are talking to him. So he's in the hospital bed. And these, you know, 1950s looking men in suits are talking to him, looking shady. And he's telling them about the mutiny on the ship and about the black oil. And we see kind of what's happening on the ship, and we see them strike down their commander and then see oil pour out of his face.
Oof.
And the guy in the hospital bed is begging for them to make sure that the truth gets out there.
Oh.
And says, I can trust you to do that, can't I, Mr. Mulder?
Oh.
And then we see one of the guys lights a cigarette and says, you can trust us. And which was pretty good.
So it's Mulder's dad and Cigarette Smoking Man are two of those men. And presumably the other guys are like some of the other members of the syndicate.
Presumably, yeah. And then the intro just had the truth is out there, which I feel like
Yeah.
a little disappointing,
It's a
honestly.
little disappointing, but if they did it every time, we wouldn't appreciate it as much.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. So Scully is going into the hospital to see Skinner. So she heard that Skinner's been shot back in present day. And there's two other agents there, and they tell her that he's been in surgery. They think it was just a random shooting. And she sees him being wheeled back from surgery. She kind of runs up to his bed, and the doctors say he came out of surgery okay. And he grabs Scully's hand to talk to her and kind of pulls her closer and says that he's seen him before, the man who shot him.
Oh.
Yeah. So then we see a plane touching down in DC, and it's Mulder and Krycek, and they rent a car, and Krycek gives Mulder the key to the storage place where the files are kept. Because remember, that was the whole thing. Krycek was going to take him to where these files, where the tape was being kept.
How is Krycek acting? Is he acting like Krycek or like a black oil man?
No, he's acting pretty normal.
Okay.
Yeah, and so he gives Mulder the key to that, and Krycek is driving. And a dark sedan starts following them with its lights off, of course. And the car eventually speeds up and starts like running into them and trying to force them off the road. And they run into like a bunch of barrels that were on the road and appear to be like filled with water or something. I don't know why these barrels
Okay.
are present, but they run into them. And it looks kind of like both of them are knocked out, Krycek and Mulder.
Oh, okay.
And then the car comes back and gets Krycek out of the car, and they're asking him for the digital tape. And they're about to get Mulder out of the car. Someone is coming around to his side, but they're suddenly, like, from where they've taken Krycek, we see flashing lights and screaming.
Oh.
So if you recall again, that was part of the oils dealy was that.
Oh yeah. It would do like a you can glow people to death.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then we see Agent Pendrell, the nice red-haired agent. Yeah, and he calls Scully and says that they found some saliva on Skinner's shirt. And so they have information from the saliva, and he wants to go over it with Scully.
They found saliva on his shirt.
Yes.
Am I to understand that somebody like licked the bullet before they shot it?
Oh, did he? Maybe he spit on Skinner?
Oh, maybe he did and I forgot. That does ring a bell.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And so, they have information from they chromosome stained gel electrophoresis,
Hey.
so they have information. So Scully borrows a picture of the gel from Agent Pendrell. Have we talked about gels? Are we familiar with gel electrophoresis?
I mean, I can picture it.
Okay.
There are purple lines, and they go like do 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 do.
They're usually black
Oh.
in a picture of it or white in the actual gel, but I'll accept the fact
Oh.
that there are lines.
And they're like do 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 do.
Yes. Should I give a real basic?
I think you should because I think even if you have before, clearly if you have before, you were saying it to me, and
It didn't stick.
I mean, something's there. I'm picturing a thing.
Okay, so DNA is negatively charged.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's cool. Okay, tell me more.
So if we put it in a gel-like matrix
What do
and
you mean by matrix in this context? Because I know matrices in a math way.
oh, I know those guys too.
Yeah.
But no, in this case I mean like jello. It's using agar, which is
Oh, yeah.
vegetable-based jello.
Yeah. It's used in
Oh.
vegan jello.
Yeah.
Agar, agar. I
Yeah.
sometimes you say it twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you make it forms like a matrix essentially. It's semi-permeable, so things can run through it. It's firm enough that things don't just like immediately start flowing through it. But what happens is if you put it in an electric field with DNA on the negative end and then a positive electrode on the other end and turn on the field, then the DNA will start moving through the tiny little spaces between it towards the positive end.
Yeah, you know physics, Helen.
I mean, only when I have to.
I I gotta remember to talk to my students about this because they're mostly bio majors. So
Oh, yeah. I mean, the one time, I don't know.
there's other
There's
times.
other times that physics is.
We're building up to talking about MRI machines. Anyway.
Me and you? Or.
No.
Okay.
Students, so that's what I'm focusing on this semester.
Oh,
Sorry.
got it. Okay.
Sorry.
I don't remember that in the episode.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's just something I've prepared. So I wasn't supposed to tell you at this stage.
We're working up to it.
Yeah.
So as you might imagine, so you put someone's DNA sample in a little well in this gel, and you turn on the force field, and it's gonna move towards the positive end because it's negatively charged. If you have smaller pieces of it, it's gonna move faster because it'll be easier for the little pieces to get through the gel than the bigger pieces.
That makes sense.
Okay. So then at the end of the run, you end up with your DNA spaced out by size. So you end up with bands at certain sizes. That's the do, 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 do.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So you get a series of bands depending on what the DNA was and how big it is. So if you have if you have, just DNA from a single gene that's relatively small, it's going to be towards the bottom of the gel. If you have, a mixture of different DNA pieces, you're going to have certain like pattern of bands going down. So that's what. So they have a picture of this that Scully
Okay.
with her,
What
and
can we do with that information?
all sorts of fun stuff. So we can use it for. I mean, now there's slightly more efficient ways, but it can be used for like paternity testing. For because, like
Oh.
if you make certain cuts in people's DNA with the enzymes, then you're going to get different sized fragments based on the person. And so it can be used, it's called like DNA fingerprinting, if you've heard of that,
Oh, yeah.
where you're looking to see like, does the band pattern for this person match the band pattern for this person?
Oh, okay.
And so that can
Cool.
be used in like, again, like paternity testing. So like if, you have a known sample from one of the parents, and you're comparing it against an unknown, like a possible father or something. If, the child has a certain band pattern and the mother has a certain band pattern, then you would expect, to fill in the child's information. So you can like rule out things like that. So we see then syndicate guys
In
and
modern day syndicate guys?
modern day syndicate guy.
Okay.
And there's a doctor talking to cigarette smoking man over someone who's laying there who's been badly burned. And the doctor says he's never seen this before. And cigarette smoking man says something cryptic about how he has. And he says to have the bodies destroyed. And the doctor is like, these men aren't dead yet. And cigarette smoking man
Ooh.
just kind of like is like, so. So Mulder is in the hospital from the car crash.
After he and Krycek drove into barrels.
Yes. And Scully is there when he wakes up and he tells her he was with Krycek and that Krycek has the digital tape and has been selling information from it. And he tells her about the bright flash as well.
Yeah.
And she tells him about Skinner and she shows him the PCR results of the man who shot Skinner. So that gel that they're
Oh,
looking at.
that's PCR.
Well, so you can perform PCR and then look at it on a gel.
Okay.
PCR is just amplifying very specific sections of the DNA. And so
Okay.
you can, this honestly didn't look much like a PCR gel to me, but that's okay. This looked more like, anyway.
It was close enough for
Yeah,
TV that you
yes,
were okay with it. All
absolutely.
right. All right.
But you can, yeah, so you're just amplifying specific pieces and then those pieces you run on the gel.
Got
So,
it. Okay.
and so she shows him that gel of the man who shot Skinner and a gel from the man who shot Melissa, and they match.
Oh my God. Wait, but hold on. Didn't we see who shot Melissa? Wasn't it Krycek?
Krycek was there, but it was not him. It was
Okay.
other guy.
Okay. Yeah. Now that you say that, okay. I know Krychek definitely killed Bill Mulder, but okay.
And so we see the syndicate meeting in their fancy boardroom, and they're explaining about the French salvage vessel, and they say that it's the last location of where the its last known location was from where they found the UFO.
Right,
And they're just
yes.
like saying this like it's common knowledge, you know, and they're trying to figure out like how did the French government get that location, and saying they must have some sort of information leak that the French were able to figure out that exact location. And they mentioned their associate in Washington, which I think we're supposed to believe is Krychek.
Oh, okay. I would have assumed it was like a senator or something. Okay.
Oh, I don't think
But
so. They
they
talk
meant
about.
like literally in Washington at the moment, not meaning in Washington in the sense
Oh,
of in the government.
yes.
Okay, got it. Oh, and that would make sense that Krychek is doing stuff like that. We know he's selling information.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Scully checks on Skinner and she tells him about Melissa's killer. And Skinner is not surprised because of the men who had come, or not surprised that he was shot, because in general, because of the men that told him to come to stop looking into Melissa's murder in the last
Right,
episode.
right.
And apparently he had seen this guy before because he was with Krychek and was the one who attacked him in the stairwell and stole the digital tape. So remember when
Oh,
was with for
yeah.
a while and then he was attacked in the stairwell, some guys with Krychek and taken it. And this was the guy. That's how he knew him. That's how he had seen
Okay.
him. And Scully then does it. Like a little thing where we see her typing a report and she's requesting full FBI resources and locating Krychek.
Okay.
So they're back in the office, and Mulder had the diving suit from the French diver delivered to his office. And apparently, there was a thin layer of oil on the suit, which was the same type that was found on the diver's wife when she collapsed at the Hong Kong airport.
Oh, okay.
And apparently, it's 50 weight diesel oil. I was going to look this up and I didn't, which is the same as was used on World War II submarines and P-52 Mustangs.
Whoa, I didn't remember that.
Yeah, and that's what I didn't look up, but was going to. If that was the same type of oil, it doesn't really matter, I guess.
Yeah.
And he thinks that it's the medium that's being used by an alien creature to body jump.
And I mean, he's totally right, right? I mean,
He is.
like, yeah.
And he says, now that it's in Krychek, what does it want? So I think he's just kind of a, I'm not quite sure how he got from knowing that it was in Krychek, except maybe the bright light stuff. But
Yeah. So the bright light stuff is the alien power, not the
yeah.
oil power.
Right. Yes. So we see people skating in an ice rink, and one of them is Byers.
Gosh.
All three of the lone gunmen are there, all on ice skates, spying on these guys that are standing right outside of the rink in trench coats, looking all serious and talking with one another. And
Can
Frohick.
I interrupt to ask how do they skate?
Oh, decent. Yeah, pretty good. I mean,
Nice.
they're not like, you know, doing stuff, but they're
Yeah.
holding their own, yeah.
That's awesome.
And so Frohickey opens up a locker at that's like right outside of the rink where you'd put like your stuff and gets a package inside of it. This is where they were keeping the tape. So,
At an ice rink. Okay.
and they run it out to a car where Mulder is waiting.
Okay.
And they open it up, and the case that the tape was in is there, but the tape is gone,
Of
of course.
course.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we see cigarette smoking man alone watching old war movies and smoking and drinking whiskey. And Krychek shows up with another empty tape case and asks him where it is.
Going to pause you for just a second for two reasons. Number one, I really actually think I talk a lot about how we tend to forget things, even though we are literally making a podcast about this show. I actually think I am building a better sense of the mythology of the show.
Same. I agree. Yeah, I'm remembering these things happening as I'm saying them.
Yeah. And like, I feel like now I'm like, oh, yeah, we know that tape. It's the one that they were They've got memorized in Navajo. It's the one that was
Right.
in code. It's all like all of that is sort of getting pieced together. The other thing I'll say is that I feel like smoking, drinking, watching old war movies would our father and cigarette smoking man kind of like enjoy hanging out together, maybe? Maybe. Now, I know our dad would prefer wine, but you know,
I
I'm
was
like,
thinking Ron Swanson, but I think that
oh
the
yeah.
parallel is still there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, frankly, it doesn't seem like a bad time, except for the
No, I
smoking.
mean, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And no, I don't want to watch old war movies. No. What am I talking about? I tried to watch Shogun with our dad when I stayed the night with him recently at his house. And no, it was too violent. And he had to keep, he hasn't watched TV with me in a long time, apparently. And he kept being like, you know, it's pretend, right? Yeah, I was like, no. And then they're like torturing some dude, and I'm like shutting my eyes and covering my ears, and he's like, it's fine, you can't see it now. And I'm like, yeah, but his hearing isn't as good. And so he doesn't realize you can still hear the screams.
Oh
But
God.
also I think the main thing is he just forgot how not tough I am. So yeah, I don't want to watch war movies. Yeah, I also, because I'm, we're going to Japan in May, and you know, Shogun takes place in Japan in the 1600s, and like, yeah, some dude just gets beheaded, just oops, head right off. Whoa. And our dad was like, well,
Problem.
you're going to Japan, you gotta get used to it. So
Is could you watch Lord of the Rings then? There's lots of beheadings.
I haven't watched it in a really long time. Is there the
Oh.
beheadings of anyone we care about?
No.
Then probably I could.
Oh, okay.
I
Mostly
mean,
like Uruk-hai and stuff.
okay. I mean, like, I have a feeling I wouldn't be. I think if I'm at my like most resilient, then yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe if you watched with Hugo and he has many, many questions that keep you from really enjoying the
Yeah, as long as I don't enjoy the movie, then yeah, no. I mean, I remember, like, I'd love to rewatch the part with Battle of Helm's Deep.
Oh
Like,
yeah.
oh. And I just had to rewatch the scene where Galadriel is tempted by the ring and she gets all scary, you know, with the not great and or not whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Ah.
But why did you have to?
Oh, because I watched this show with Cate Blanchett. What the hell was it called? Disclaimer.
Oh.
Okay. It's like a new thriller series, and I hated it. I hated it.
Oh, wow.
It
Really?
was so dumb. Yeah. And I watched it while I was getting sick, and I kind of blame it for me getting sick. Because it was like we were binging it thinking, well, it's got to get better. We've invested so much time. And then it was like by the end of it, I'm like, I think I have a fever. Like,
Oh,
and
God.
I kind of blame the show, but it was so bad. It was really bad. I have so many
Oh.
complaints about this stupid show. And so I had to watch that to watch her be awesome.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
Yeah.
makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is in that.
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah.
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 But yeah, Cigarette Smoking
So
Man
sorry.
seems
Anyway,
like
yeah.
a night that our dad and Ron Swanson would both
Yeah, I
enjoy
think they'd
with
all
me.
enjoy that. Yeah.
And so Krycek's there and he's mad because he also has an empty tape case and no tape.
Oh.
And Melissa's killer is also there and like is there before Krycek, like hiding in the dark and pulls a gun on him. But Cigarette Smoking Man tells him to put it down and says that he has what Krycek wants. So he confirms he has the tape. And then we see the oil move across Krycek's eyes.
Oh.
Yeah. So then Cigarette Smoking Man is back at the syndicate and they're talking about how he moved the wreckage. And they ask, why not just move them to Nevada with the others?
Oh.
And they also want answers on why he had Skinner shot, which also seems fair.
Yeah.
And they're generally like concerned about secrecy, and they're concerned about Krycek giving out information, and concerned as well about the killer guy whose name we don't know quite yet, Luis something, I think it ultimately
Oh
is.
yeah.
And tell Cigarette Smoking Man to get him out of the country.
Okay.
So Mulder is with the lone gunman, and they end up being able to get an impression from a pen on the package that the tape was in. So like there was a faint like thing, like someone who had written on it, phone number. And then we see the phone number at the syndicate meeting ringing. Yeah. And well-dressed man picks up and is on the phone with Mulder. And Mulder says, "Oh, Krycek gave me this number." And yeah, and they decide they're going to meet. So Mulder and well-dressed man from the syndicate.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And meanwhile, the FBI got the name of the shooter guy, Luis something, and they can't find like literally anything about him. Like he has a bunch of aliases, but like there's basically no other information about where he came from, et cetera, et cetera. So Mulder meets well-dressed man at a park at night, naturally, and
Yes.
well-dressed man straight up tells him that it was a UFO in the ocean, and
Wow.
yeah, and they basically both figure out that they're both looking for Krycek. And so Mulder then calls Scully and tells her to double check on Skinner's safety. And so she runs to the hospital and gets there, and the guards are gone, and Skinner is also gone. And the person working there, a nurse or something, says that the orderlies took him to another hospital, which is helpful. So it shows the ambulance downstairs, and Scully runs up to it and gets inside, and Skinner is in there. And that part seems legit, which would surprise me. I thought this was like a kidnapping situation, but
Oh yeah, absolutely.
yeah, no. And so she gets in there, and she's going to ride to the hospital with them. And she notices movement towards the back of the ambulance and opens the door, and it's Luis, it's the shooter. Who then shoots at her and runs away, runs after him and gets him at gunpoint and is shouting at him. And he says not to kill him because he can tell her where Krycek is. And so then the police show up and arrest him.
Does he say where Krychek is?
Yeah, actually, turns out. So, Scully calls Mulder to tell him what happened and says that the guy, the shooter, Luis, whatever, said that Krycek is at an abandoned missile site in North Dakota. And
Sorry.
you just
I
remembered.
remember this. I just remembered this.
Yep. Yeah. I have a similar reaction. Yeah. And so Mulder tells her to meet him at the airport with two tickets to North Dakota. And
I
Mulder.
also remember watching this when I was younger or whatever, not knowing what a missile silo was and picturing, is it like a corn silo? It is not. Anyway.
I mean, they
I mean,
both
it's
stuff. They're in the middle of nowhere. I mean, that seems reasonable. Mulder thinks that's where the salvaged UFO went. So they pull up to a silo, and they make a comment about how there's like a bunch of them there. And apparently, also, they were supposed to have been filled with concrete for the disarmament treaty. But they go inside and they're clearly not filled with
When you
concrete.
say they, you mean
The
Mulder
missile.
and Scully go there. And Mulder and Scully remark that there are a lot of silos.
Yes.
I just needed some proper nouns.
Yes. Sorry. And apparently, the silos are supposed to be filled with concrete, not Mulder and Scully.
part of the disarmament agreement was to fill Mulder and Scully with concrete,
Yeah.
and they didn't.
So Mulder and Scully go inside and are walking
Yes.
around, and it's dark in there. And they find like a heavy duty sort of quarantine looking door with like a big turny doorknob thingy. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like on a safe or something.
And they open it and they see a body with radiation burns. And so they're like, well, we know Krycek is here because he's been doing his glowy thing. But then the lights go on and a bunch of people in army gear start chasing them. So they track them down. And they eventually get them and lead them out of the silo. And
Sorry, I'm gonna need more proper nouns.
the army people are chasing Mulder and Scully. They eventually catch Mulder and Scully and lead them out of the silo.
I suddenly thought it might have been swapped and that Mulder and Scully were making the army men get out. I don't know.
Oh, no. And cigarette smoking man is outside and claims that nothing is there naturally. And but then he goes
What
in.
about the man covered in radiation burns?
Yeah, no, I don't know. Doesn't count.
Okay. All right.
But then he goes inside, and they show like a particular door that Mulder and Scully had been like about to get to. But and they like focus on it then when Cigarette Smoking Man is there. And behind it, then we see Krychek on top of the UFO wreckage, and the black
Oh.
oil is like leaving his body and sinking into the ship.
Whoa.
So then back in DC, Skinner is at Mulder's office. He's back at work and he said he was there to talk to Scully. But Scully's at Melissa's grave. And so Mulder pull up to the grave site and they talk about how no court or punishment is ever going to be enough. And Mulder says that Skinner told him that they found Luis dead in his cell and
Oh, God.
kind of talking about like, you know, justice and
Yeah.
that, et cetera. And they're debating if they got to Krychek too. Luis
Yeah.
dead.
Yeah.
We see Krychek still in the silo, banging and demanding to be let out, but no one is there.
And that is what I remembered about that
Yep.
episode, is it ends with Krychek trapped in a missile silo in the middle of
Yep.
nowhere.
Yep. Yeah. And that's how it ends. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So that was Apocrypha. And next is Pusher.
Oh,
Ooh.
Pusher.
Yeah.
Ooh. I think that'll be perfect because I like Pusher. It's a good episode, Cerulean Blue and all
Yeah,
that.
I'm not crazy about it, honestly.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's like one of my top favorites, but I've always enjoyed it. And then Teso dos Bichos, I believe, is the one after that, and I can't pronounce things, but I'm pretty sure that's one that, as an anthropology type person, you're gonna hate. So
Oh,
that'll be good
yeah.
for you to
Is that the
watch.
one with the jaguar?
I
Maybe.
believe so, yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
Like the
that's great.
spirit of a jaguar is killing people or something.
Yeah. I think there's some real bad boy archaeologists in that one.
I think you're right. I think it is a boy
Yeah.
archaeologist. Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Great. Well, I'm excited. Perfect.
Yeah. And
Cool.
I'll look forward to watching Pusher.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
We'll see you next week.
see you next week.
Oh yeah, send us stuff. Yeah, do your thing.
Yes.
You
Oh, send us
can.
your stories, your emails. We're on Instagram at We Want to Believe Pod. You can find us at Gmail at We Want to Believe Pod at Gmail. So
Yeah, you can email us.
send
Even
us.
if you just want to email us to be like, thanks, guys. It's a good podcast.
Yeah,
We
we
would
would love that.
appreciate that
We sure
because
would.
we just mostly get junk mail.
Yeah,
So,
things that I've used
like
that email address
Ancestry.com, we mostly get things like, Helen, I have a hint about your grandmother. So,
Yeah. Whoops. All right.
yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
We Want to Believe is hosted by Helen Werner and Liz Holden. It's produced by Zach Werner. The We Want to Believe theme music was created and recorded by Zach Werner. Find us at wewanttobelievepod.com, on Instagram at wewanttobelievepod, or send us an email at wewanttobelievepod@gmail.com.